Gary. He owned a fireplace, and he was going to carry it across town, but he didn't want to carry it in front of all of his friends, so he went down the alleyway. And when he went down the alley, four or maybe even five people spotted him, and he ran up against him and started bumping up against him and kind of leaning up tight to him while he was carrying his fireplace. And some of them said, "Isn't that a little bit too big for you?" And others just sat there. They almost put their feet under him so that he would trip over it, but none of them actually did. They kind of just bumped up against him every now and then, caused him to lose his balance, but he was really pretty sturdy on his feet. He wore extra wide shoes, and he had a pair of pants on that were super enforced, which meant that they had strips of like metal and wire inside of the pants that allowed him to walk solid all the way. Well, he had his fireplace on his side and up toward his shoulder and almost completely on top of him as he walked down the alley. There was a police car that drove across the street from one alley to the other, and as it passed by on the street, a big floodlight came shining in on him. It wasn't even totally dark yet, but they put the floodlight on him anyway. You know, the light that they have on the car, that little floodlight? Well, they turned it on, and they shined it on him. He come just trekking along, slow but sure, out to the street. Well, the police, for some reason, turned the light off and just kept on driving. They either didn't see him, which was impossible, or they just thought, well, I guess it's just somebody carrying a fireplace down the alleyway. I guess it's okay. And they drove off. They didn't even come back or anything. They just drove off. Maybe they realized that he wouldn't make it all the way through the second alleyway, which led to the main street. Maybe they were just seeing how far he could go. Maybe that's what it was. Well, once he was actually to the street and onto the sidewalk, and then he actually started to cross the street, a great big blue car come driving by. And it put its brakes on and waited for them to cross right there. And then as he started to walk, the car kind of nudged forward just a little bit. "What's this?" he thought, as he's carrying his fireplace. And then as he took another step forward into the street, the car bumped ahead about maybe a half a foot again. Well, what was it going to be? Are we going to have a collision in the middle of the road? Or were they just playing games? Well, he could see the police car coming around the corner again. I guess he made a circle all the way around the block and came back. And he's going to take another step into the street. And when he did that, the car apparently saw the police car behind him, and he just continued to ride, passing by. And then the police car came by, slow, easy. But they didn't even look at him. The officer in the passenger seat and the driver didn't even turn their head to look at him. And the fireplace was huge on his back, a big, giant fireplace on his back, and it was heavy. I don't know how much longer he could hold it up. But as he carried it across the street as the police car went by, they made it over to the next alleyway, which was going to eventually lead into the main street. They kept on walking. There was a cat up on the porch over there. His head was just watching him go by, and a dog was starting to yelp just up the way a bit. He must have seen them coming, because that little dog up there, he was just yapping away like you wouldn't believe. The owner didn't bother to come out. He just let him keep barking and barking. There's that police car way on the end. Look over there at the end of the alleyway. It just passed by on the other street, on the main street. I bet you any money it comes around again. Well, he had to get this fireplace to where he was carrying it, and I still to this day don't know where he was going to take it, but I assume he must have lived nearby, because anybody who was thinking halfway rational would not carry a fireplace to begin with, much less across town. Where was he going to go with it? He's not going to carry it across town. He's got to live nearby somewhere. Let's find out where he lives. Well, he took another step and another step, and his pants that were secured and very, very hard, obviously because he had to have some kind of strength to his pants, some reinforcement of some kind, in order to help him carry that thing. Well, he almost looked like some kind of a robot carrying a fireplace down an alleyway that was full of potholes and some puddles in there, too. Look at that puddle over there. That's a big one. I hope he doesn't walk right through it. But he just kept taking another step and another step and another step and another step, getting closer and closer to that big puddle. And that puddle, it had to be cold. It looked like it had ice around the edges. That's how cold it was out. I mean, that's how cold it was outside. Very cold. I bet you to any money it had to be at least 30 degrees, maybe 29, maybe 28, but roughly in that range. And he kept walking. You could hear the crunching on the ground from the ice-cold ground. And sure enough, here it came, the police car from behind, right down the alleyway, following right behind him. Now there was no way out. Absolutely no way. He had to stop. He had to either stop or get off the alleyway. And the police car was coming right up behind him now. His headlights were on, coming up. But the red and blue light wasn't on. It was just the headlights coming up right behind him, and there he was. Now they were bumped up right to him. Stopped the car. The officer opened the door, steps outside, and he starts to walk over to the fella carrying that fireplace.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
Oh, what seems to be the problem here?
Well, there's no problem. What would give you that idea?
Well, to tell you the truth, anybody carrying a... What is that, anyway, a big box? What is that?
It's a fireplace.
Oh, a fireplace? What would be a fireplace up on your shoulder for?
Well, I'm carrying it home. I'm going to put it in my house.
Well, what the heck? Where'd you get it from?
Well, I got it from my friend.
Oh, you did you? And who's your friend?
Bill McNysis.
Bill McNysis seems familiar. I think I know that name. I think he isn't he the fellow that works over there at the high school?
Well, yes, he does, actually. He is one of the custodians.
I thought so. I know the fellow. He's a nice guy, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he is.
Well, why did he give you? Did you buy this or did he give it to you?
No, he gave it to me.
For what?
Oh, because he's not going to use it anymore. He got a brand new one.
Oh, I see. Well, why don't you do this here for me?
What's that?
Stay out of the middle of the alleyway because we got dump trucks and things coming through and regular cars, and we don't want anybody to get run over, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I know, but there's nobody going to be coming through.
Well, I almost run you over.
No, I was going to get out of the way.
Well, you didn't.
But I was going to.
But you didn't. That's the fact.
Well, that's true. I didn't, but I was going to.
Well, it doesn't matter what you was going to do. It's what you did. That's what matters.
I understand. Okay. So where do you want me to walk?
You walk along the side over here. Don't walk down the middle of this alleyway. Walk on the side. You know where all those boxes and things like that are?
You mean by the trash cans and things?
Absolutely.
You really want me to do that?
Well, of course I do. I don't want you to get hurt, young fella. Okay, you be careful now when you carry that, and don't forget, stay off the middle of the alleyway.
Okay, if that's what you want, that's what I'll do. So he started to walk again, slow and sure, and got himself off to the edge so that the police car could get by him. It drove by, and the passenger officer, who was in the passenger seat, was looking at him the entire time they passed by. He just like almost turned around as he was passing by looking at him. Oh, this was frustrating. He thought, how am I going to get my fireplace home if they won't let me walk in the middle of the alleyway? And that dog was still yelping. It was just driving him crazy. Stop it, he said. And so in any case, he just kept on walking. He's coming up to the main street now. Well, that's where he was going to get the ride from his buddy who had the truck. He told him to meet him there at 8:05. It was 3 minutes before 8. He had to get there real soon. And it wasn't real dark, but it was dark, put it that way. And so got to the street, and he was waiting there and looking around back and forth to see if he was coming down the road. Couldn't see him. So he said, heck with it. I'm just going to lay back here and sit down and wait. So he leaned off to the side and let the fireplace down, but not too hard. And he let it down right there. Put it down right there and let it sit. Oh, that felt good to get it off of his back. Whew, it felt good. Just get it off of his back. So he just let it sit there, and he just waited. He looked down as far as he could look down that street. He didn't see any headlights coming. Then he turned off to the other side and looked the opposite side, and didn't see any headlights, and there's no traffic. There had to be at least, well, it was already 8 o'clock. He had a couple of minutes. He said, well, he should be here in about 5. So he sat there and leaned up against his fireplace. And there he is again, the cop car. Passed by right down the street, moving pretty fast. He had to be doing at least 30, 40 miles an hour. But you know what he did? He slowed down real fast and made a U-turn in the street. Oh, they can do a U-turn is okay. They can do a U-turn just fine. Well, he turned his red and blue lights on. Now they're flashing. Hey, I guess they have to do that when they're on a busy street like that. But the car came to a real stop right in front of him. And there, once again, the officer gets out of the car and he shuts the door. He slowly walks over. He's got his hand on his holster for some reason. And he's walking close to him and comes up to him and says, now, what did I just say? You said stay off the middle of the alleyway.
Where do you think you are right now?
I'm off the alleyway.
Well, you're right in the middle of the alleyway.
I know, but I'm not in the middle of the alleyway. In the alleyway, I'm here on the sidewalk.
But you're in the middle of the alleyway. Now, get off to the side. That's the last time I'll tell you I'm going to haul you in.
Okay, all right. So he reached over the side of his fireplace there and got to the other side, and then he started to pull, and he pulled, and he pulled, and he yanked that fireplace all the way off to the side so that he wouldn't be in the middle of the alleyway, so the officer said. Got it off to the side so he wouldn't interfere with any of the traffic, if it would even come through.
Now that's much better, not much better. And I want you to stay there.
Well, I've got somebody coming picking me up here in just a few minutes.
All right, well, that'll be good. I'll be passing by shortly.
So the officer went back, got around the front of the car, lights flashing, walked into the side of the car, opened up the door, and got inside, and he kept staring at him as he was even getting in the vehicle. And the other officer, the passenger officer, staring right at him, starts the car and just keeps on going. Started to drive away, and the officer in the passenger side was staring again, almost turned around completely as he pulled away. And they just kept on going down the street. Well, he could see headlights coming now on the other side. That possibly was the guy to come pick him up. Had to be able, there it is. It's 5 after right now. He should be here any second. Any second. And that car was either coming down the road real slow or it stopped, but the headlights were on. I could see that. And he was so tired. It was getting late already. I mean, he used to going to bed at 7 o'clock. He always had to get up in the morning at 4:30 to go to work. And he was tired right now. I mean, I know it wasn't late for the average person, but it was late for him. So he started to sit back on the fireplace again and slouch down and took a deep breath and just sat there and waited for him to come by. He knew the truck was going to be here any minute to pick him up. That was either a car or a truck down the way. He couldn't really tell. It was just headlights. And if it was coming slow, it was coming awfully slow. And he just sat there. He's getting sleepy, tired now. He just is waiting for him. He's waiting. It's got to be the truck. I know it is. It's got to be. And he just waited. And he was just waiting there. It has to be the truck. It's got to be. And he waited right there. Didn't go anywhere. Sat there in the perfect place, waiting for the truck to come and pick him up. It looked like he was coming closer. He's getting so tired he could barely stay awake. It has to be getting closer. His eyes, he could hardly keep them open anymore. Looks like he may, at least another block closer, it looks. That's what it looked like anyway. He kept his eyes as much as he could open, but they were closing, closing. Could barely stay awake. He couldn't stay awake anymore. The truck is coming. I'm sure it is. He was falling asleep. Falling asleep. He couldn't stay awake anymore. He's falling asleep. Falling asleep. Asleep.